Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition, the happier happy hour. You feeling happy yet, Don?
I'm feeling happy, man. Happy happy hour to you and Evan and to all of you as well.
Do you know who must be feeling exceptionally happy at this moment, at this hour, Don?
Who's that, Crudy?
The fully vindicated in the Fulton County, Georgia, Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's fully vindicated, huh?
Let me read briefly from the press accounts thereof, Dom. Now, you realize the Fulton County, the grand jury, right? They're supposed to be released. And let me look at the clock. All the findings supposed to be released tomorrow, the 24th of January.
I thought the hearing was tomorrow and then they'll determine the release date.
Okay, my bad. But the hearing is tomorrow. Yeah. And my understanding is the grand jury sought to have it publicly released. So if you do the will of the grand jury members, we may know tomorrow what's contained. Could that also prompt perhaps indictments of everyone except the fully exonerated former President Donald Trump?
You keep saying fully exonerated, Crudy. Why?
You don't think I understand what that word means? Let me read. Donald Trump's lawyers released a statement today claiming that it's clear, Dom, their client is innocent of anything involved in Georgia voter fraud investigation, as evidenced by the fact he wasn't called to testify before the special grand jury.
Clear as crystal.
Now, do you think he would have testified before the grand jury?
No.
Would he not have at least invoked his Fifth Amendment right not to self-incriminate? He's not going to go testify. I mean, wasn't he the prime suspect?
Yes.
Isn't he at the center of the investigation? Hell, E-Bone, see if you can find it somewhere. I think there might be some tape of the man saying something about some votes down in Georgia. See if you can find it.
It wasn't his own words were the trigger for this investigation.
Might be. You know, that and the witch hunting Fulton County DA. What would he have said that could possibly have triggered this sort of an investigation play for
I
people.
Just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Now, some would call that the Perry Mason-style smoking gun. Almost never exists, but you've heard it. We just played it for you. That is what you would hear in the grand jury when they lay this evidence out. They're going to lay out the president, former president, but he was still president at that time, threatening election officials if they didn't go find votes for him. And it wasn't just that. Threatened the election official with prosecution if he didn't do what the former president was seeking.
It could be bad for you. It
sounded a lot like extortion to me, Dom, but today, according to his lawyers, he's been fully exonerated.
Yeah. My lawyer says I'm fully exonerated from everything else.
I got to get out of jail free card in my back pocket, so when I get pulled over and cuffed by the cops, I'm just going to use it then. Here's what the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports. Bill Rankin and Tamar Hellerman posted the statement from Drew Findling and Marissa Goldberg. Findling and Goldberg, they've got the fine makings of a law firm, Dom, who are attorneys with the law firm that was retained by the former president. Here's what they say. I can almost take it serious. I'm going to try to not break character here in the next little reading alouding. On behalf of President Trump, they're still calling him President Trump, Dom, because once a president, always a president. we will not be present nor participating in Tuesday's hearing regarding the possible release of the special purpose grand jury's report. We're not coming to your party. You can't make us show up for the release of the grand jury report. To date, we have never been part of the process. The grand jury compelled the testimony of dozens of others, often high-ranking officials during the investigation, but never found it important to speak with the president. You mean the former president. But I got to point out, Dom, the fact that they have compelled high-level testimony from dozens of others, yet somehow left the perhaps prime suspect out of that testimony.
No. The vindicated President Trump.
Oh, thank you for clarifying point. Yes. You took the LSAT, didn't you, Dom?
Twice.
Now, Dom, I'm gonna be redundant. I'm doing this purposefully. The grand jury compelled the testimony of dozens of others, often high-ranking officials during the investigation, but never found it important to speak with the president. They mean Trump. He was never subpoenaed nor asked to come in voluntarily by the grand jury or anyone in the Fulton County District Attorney's office. Therefore, we can assume that I'm trying hard, Dom. Don't break me. We can assume that the grand jury did their job and looked at the facts and the law as we have and concluded that there were no violations of the law by President Trump. Thank you. Going home. Nothing to see here.
All right.
As well.
Well, I have to assume, you know, it took them a couple hours to write that, right? So, you know, they got to charge. They got to justify the bill for Trump. Oh, no. They never asked him a question. They didn't subpoena him. So obviously we must conclude that everybody around him who was investigated and questioned and came in and testified that there was nothing there, even though it was Trump's own words. And Evan, if you would, for redundancy's sake, let's make sure everyone understands. It was Trump's own words, the taped words of Donald Trump was triggered. The investigation, the threats, the ask. Evan, if you would, please, one more time.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Yeah, I mean, that dude's totally innocent. I totally agree with her attorneys.
Dom, just the closing statement here, basically the conclusion of the fine reporting I submit from the Raw story. The case involves the pressure campaign from Trump and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, the Chief's chief. Been kind of quiet on the Mark Meadows front.
Yes, where's Mark been?
Well, soon to be perp walked, I suspect. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, along with campaign allies, to get the Secretary of State. Now, when you say campaign allies, do you mean Rudy and Lindsey Graham?
Yes, exactly.
Senator Lindsey. Well, anyways, they don't stipulate, so, you know, don't let trash talk come out of Crudy's mouth. But anyways, the case involves the pressure campaign from Trump and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, along with campaign allies, to get the Secretary of State and Governor of Georgia to, air quotes, find the votes necessary to ensure Trump won the state. Just like every election works out, right, Dom? The effort was taped and released to the public, with the former president asking for men to, and it's the quote here, Dom, find 11,780 votes, one more than I have. Or one more than I need, but I think he misstructured the sentence. I don't know what that's like, Dom. I've never done that. But anyways, claiming that they'd won the election, whether the votes reflected it or not.
We won. I won. Of course I won. So it doesn't matter. See, but that's how Trump rolls it, though. I mean, he tries to justify his own mind when he's doing the threat, when he's doing the extorting. He also throws a little justification in there. Now, do you think there's any particular reason why this is coming out from his attorneys today, saying that they can what? They have to assume the grand jury did their job, looked at the facts, and concluded that no violations by Trump? Well, I mean, I guess they have to justify their bills.
I don't think it's about justice.
Of course, this is happening tomorrow. This hearing is happening tomorrow. So Trump's always the same. He's always trying to get out, say something about it, get out in front best he can as he sees fit. I mean, it is Trump. Don't look for too much logic in his reactions. Most of it's very emotional.
Dumb. I don't think it's the lawyers trying to justify getting paid, because we all know they're getting stiffed, right? You can put as many invoices in front of Trump as you want to. He's still not paying you. This, of course, is becoming coming from Trump. You know, this is Trump's directive. This, other than the flowery language, this is absolutely Trump. Fully vindicated, exonerated. They didn't even talk to me. It's not even fair. How could I be, you know, indicted if they didn't even invite me down to their party? I would have come. I would have said everything. Not that there was anything to say, but I would have given them all the testimony they wanted.
I plead the fifth. How many times are you going to say it, Trump? He said it, what, hundreds of times already?
Depends on whose trial you're talking about. Now, did you see the release? I don't know if we talked about this last week. So anyways, tomorrow could be a very big day, because the directive of the special, special grand jury in Fulton County, Georgia. My understanding, the earlier reporting is they want this in the public. They want the public to know the findings of their work, months worth of work. There's been months, like a trial's worth of evidence has already been presented to the grand jury. And testimony from those compelled under subpoena, dozens of Trump's officials, according to Trump's lawyers.
Right.
He knows. They were his buddies.
Yes,
they're all calling him.
Yeah,
hey,
he knows what's up. Absolutely. The question is Fulton County DA Fannie Willis already, has she already impaneled the next grand jury? Is this already in process? Will tomorrow be the same day that she drops an indictment on Donald Trump? It'd be perfect timing.
Well, if that is the recommendation of the prior grand jury, the special grand jury, well, seems like you got to get out in front of the public. I mean, if you want to drop indictments, you don't want to allow all of this to get out in the public sphere and allow all these many, many subpoenaed and compelled people to talk to the fully exonerated former president and get their story straight. Although I think at this late hour,
it's already been said,
that,
man.
That ship sailed.
Yeah.
You ain't getting your story straight on this one. I think they got the old man on tape. Come back. It's a big Monday show. It'd be bigger if Trump got indicted between here and 6 o'clock. Your calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
But I now object on the grounds that the question is argumentative. And
I plead the fifth.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open for your take at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, my understanding, four more Oath Keepers found guilty of seditious conspiracy for their roles in the January 6th attack.
Aw,
colleagues of Stuart Rhodes and other prior convicted seditious conspirators against the United States government. And tomorrow, it'd sure be nice if it was Fannie Willis Day. Man, we'd be celebrating. Now, tomorrow we got a special show going on. Dom, extended coverage. You and I are doing a 3-hour show just like the old days, Dom, all the way up until 7 p.m. Central Time in Governor Tony Evers' State of the State Address. And by doing a little pregame show, a little bonus coverage for you fine folks, I don't feel any obligation at all to be in the chambers tomorrow night. I'll just listen on the radio with you people, right? So anyways, that's my bright idea. Please tune in right here on the Civic Media Network. You know who's going to be there, Tom?
Who's that, Michael?
We're going to have news director Terry Bell in the assembly chambers.
Oh, nice.
Sending him down with the gearbox, and he can do immediate sort of post-game interviews, if you will, over the weekend. I did watch some football. I got one thought for you, Dom. How about them Cowboys?
Wah, wah, wah.
It never gets old. It never gets old. They haven't been to the Super Bowl since 95, something like that? Never gets old.
It was a tough day for the Dallas Cowboys. I actually watched a little football this weekend, so yeah, it was fun.
couldn't happen to a nicer team.
No, I know you're not a fan. I mean, they're not the Bears, but...
I talk trash to Bears fans, and I do love Bears fans. You know, I've been talking trash to you Bears fans since college. 844-967-2789. But, you know, your win-loss record is almost too pathetic to really merit my ire. It's not real hate, but I hate the Cowboys, man. I hate David A. Clark Jr. for thinking he's a Cowboys fan. He's going to get some Packer fan arrested coming back from Dallas for shaking his head in his face. You remember that?
I do. I mean
talking about
such a strong word, Michael, hate.
Talking about abuse of power.
What? Yeah, the sheriff, the former sheriff. Yes, there's a lot of that going around.
844-967-2789. I mean, anyone except you, CJ. But Dom, here was a troubling headline. I saw this one blowing up my phone earlier today. Former senior FBI official accused of working for Russian. He investigated?
What?
And I actually knew the guy's name. It's not like I know a lot of former senior FBI officials, but I know this guy, Charles McGonigal. Not that I know him, but I think he owes me $100. A former counterintelligence chief is charged with money laundering and other counts connected to oligarch Oleg Deripaska.
That dude just keeps popping up.
Who else do we know connected to Oleg Deripaska?
Well, wasn't he his company that was going to put the aluminum factory in Kentucky, right?
On
hundreds of millions
Speaker
of dollars into
McConnell?
Mitch McConnell's backyard. I think that's one of the guys.
Kind of like
who knows Oleg Deripaska.
Kind of like Foxconn was going to invest money all across Wisconsin. Anyways, here's the reporting, the Washington Post. A little bit of this. The former head of FBI counterintelligence in New York has been charged in two separate indictments that accuse him of taking secret cash payments of more than about $250,000 while overseeing highly sensitive cases and allegedly breaking the law by trying to get Russian billionaire Oleg Deripaska removed from the U.S. sanctions list, officials said Monday. That kind of doesn't smell right from what I'm reading.
No, dude, no. Now everything this guy has ever touched, ever, now has to get looked at.
Charles McGonigal, 54, who retired from the FBI in September of 18, was indicted in federal court in Manhattan on money laundering, violating U.S. sanctions and other charges in connection to his alleged ties to Deripaska, an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. In his role at the FBI, McGonigal had been tasked with investigating Deripaska. How very convenient. Whose own indictment on sanctions violated charges were unsealed in September. Now, separately, McGonigal was accused in a 9-count indictment in federal court in Washington of hiding his receipt of $225,000 from a former, there's another character, a former Albanian intelligence agent living in Jersey. McGonigal was also accused of hiding foreign travel and contacts with senior leaders in countries including Albania, Kosovo, Bosnia, and where the former Albanian agent had business interests. McGonigal's alleged involvement with Deripaska may impact a significant push by the Justice Department to hit wealthy Russians with economic sanctions for conducting business in the United States, an effort that accelerated last year with Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Oh yeah, there's that. The twin indictments are also a black eye for the FBI. Yeah, there's that. Alleging that one of its most senior and trusted intelligence officials was taking secret cash payments and undermining the Bureau's overall intelligence gathering mission. God damn it. It's going to make every QAnon conspiracy theorist, deep state hating, Trump supporting.
Oh, come on, man. What are you talking about? This is perfect. This guy's probably a Republican. A Crudy prosecutors alleged that from at least August of 2017 and beyond his retirement from the FBI, McGonigal failed to disclose to the FBI his relationship with the former Albanian security official described as Person A in the charging papers. He also allegedly failed to disclose that he had an ongoing relationship with the Prime Minister of Albania, the indictment said. Since 2013, Edi Rama has served as the Prime Minister of that country. In late 2017, authorities charged McGonagall received packages of cash totaling $225,000 from person A, the first time in a parked car outside a New York City restaurant, the next two times at the person's New Jersey home. According to the indictment, McGonagall indicated to person A that the money would be paid back. I mean, come on. This dude's the former FBI. This is what, the head of counterintelligence in New York is taking cash money bribes or payments from Albanian officials on a parked car outside a restaurant? What?
It was just funny to not have sex with Donald Trump like Stormy got. Come back a big Monday, happier happy hour.
I ain't gonna do it.
This person, this traitor.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the happier happy hour. Always happy when you participate, unless your name is CJ, at 844-967-2789. If you're patient, CJ, I'll let you stew for a little while longer, and then maybe I'll get to you. But Don, this McGonagall, this senior FBI agent that apparently was taking, what, bribes? Cashing out? Another headline I found, the arrested former FBI agent could call into question a lot of different cases.
You're right.
Sarah K. Burris reporting, former FBI agent Charlie McGonagall was charged on Monday with money laundering and violating Russian sanctions, leading to a lot of concern among other former FBI officials, said former assistant director of counterintelligence Frank Figluzzi. Figluzzi, I see him on MSNBC quite a bit. And he was on today with Nicole Wallace, when Figluzzi confessed that he was distraught and angry, but he wasn't alone among those former bureau colleagues. He explained that because of this case, they now must re-examine every case that McGonagall touched throughout his career in the New York field office, right?
Yeah.
When did the corruption start?
Right. Great question.
Here's a quote, Tom. As early as several months ago, if not longer, there are some early reporting that Charlie, who had retired, Charlie McGonagall, if you're not, you know, first name friends with the man, who had retired, had been doing some consulting that had gotten him sideways with some administrative regulations. When I first thought that, I thought, okay, he hasn't filled out some foreign agent's registration form or something like that. This can't possibly be much worse than that. And of course, it is much, much worse because it extends back to his time as an active duty FBI executive in the largest FBI office in the nation. His takeaway, emotions aside, is the reach of the Russian government and adversarial intelligence services into our nation and our intelligence community, right? They're still... This is effectively the, what, recruiting a double agent. How is this any different than the spy movies we used to watch when we were kids?
It's not. It's exactly, that's what happens. You have billionaires throwing money around, and there's going to be some folks that are receptive to it. And apparently, you know, Donald Trump isn't alone in this endeavor.
Now, they're quoting Figluzzi on his appearance on Nicole Wallace's show on MSNBC just earlier this afternoon. One more quote. We've got Russians indicted here and there and sanctions and Ukraine. So if there are people out there embracing Putin every day on certain platforms, thinking of you, Tucker Carlson, on the Fox News platform and saying, you know, Russia isn't that bad. They're our friend. This case is, again, a stark reminder that they get up every day trying to hurt us, trying to penetrate our intelligence community. And sometimes they get it right. And they succeed. And it appears, allegedly, that they may have done it here with Charles McGonagall. And this guy was top level, Dom, at the FBI. Makes you worry about the
Crudy, deep state, what will ultimately it? Cause more problems is that McGonagall's reach for cases is wide, and it will likely mean a re-examination. More quotes. The question remains why, and no, it's not a coincidence, although that was his expertise. We're all wondering how far back did this go? He was a senior official in Washington. The Russians spot and assess, and the Chinese spot and assess, but that wasn't his specialty. It was Russia. Did they identify him early on in his career? How much did he touch in his career that has to be looked at? What wasn't done in the New York field office? Because he mixed it or said no, or was it open and worked even when agents might have been working it. So lots of work to be done here. As you correctly said, DOJ and the intel community don't always charge these cases, and they decided to do it here, decided to do it because of the gravity of the case and the evidence. He went on to say that there are a lot of rules in place for FBI agents that demand reporting to an ethics board. For McGonigal, Vicluzzi explained that this activity began around the time that McGonigal was about to retire and was clearly preparing to cash in.
Come on, man. This dude's like a year older than me. Retiring and cashing in at 54 is right? Different than if he was 72 and, you know, he's got a kid, the grandkid that needs cancer surgery or something. That's not convincing to me. I'm
paying the grandkid's tuition. No, and but let's be realistic here. I mean, if this were the other side, if America had, you know, was paying cash money to a senior official at the Moscow intelligence agencies, we'd be all about it because that's the game that's played, right? I mean, and reverse would be a success. So this is now we're the ones getting stung on this.
I'm okay. Sure. We have spies. And if we could put someone at the senior level right. of the KGB and pay them off, I mean, relatively speaking, $225,000, that guy sold his soul relatively cheap. That's not a lot of ruples. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what's reported in what we know. I mean, we don't know what we don't know.
For all you know, he's been taking $200,000 a year for entire right. FBI career, right?
No, right, exactly. All of a sudden, all sorts of questions are raised.
At least he monetized it then.
And again, I mean, I get it. If you're an expert in some area and you know leave the FBI or whatever governmental service you have, and presumably, you know, there are some processes to follow, you know, forms and regulations that you can't spill the beans. But if you're after you retire, right, or you got a report on who you're talking to, but if you're like literally still in the office and you have access to files and you're opening up investigations into Deripaska's rivals as a leader in the FBI, that's certainly problematic, man. I mean, oh my God.
Do you think he had sex with Stormy or not? 844-967-2789. John from Joliet, how you doing, John?
Hey, John.
I'm doing real well. Yeah, someone's got to keep old Charlie away from stairways and open windows until he can come in and, you know, spill the beans, don't you think?
McGonigal? Yeah, cross Pooty Poot, and you could end up taking a long walk off a short stairway.
Well, it's not the fall, John. It's the sudden stop.
the sudden deceleration. No, I mean, if I was anyone that was associated with this guy, wouldn't you be going in right now and making a deal just because you don't want to be taking a dirt nap with Ivana? You know,
John, this guy effectively turncoated his nation for the benefit of a couple hundred grand. I mean, really, think about this. This guy is effectively a Russian spy on some level. And once upon a time, this man's punishment probably would have been capital punishment, probably would have been death. Look at the Rosenbergs, right? So I'm not sure how we should react to this, John, but I got to tell you, this is stinging at the level of the FBI that this apparently has happened. This is, you know, I bet the Russians were sad when he retired.
This isn't the coffee boy, John.
Well, they've got others. You can count on that. I mean, one of them's running for president in 2025.
Again.
John, appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. It wasn't Deripaska that Manafort was giving the inside Trump polling information to, was it? It was Klimnik,
right? I don't think so, no. That was a different Russian.
Different Russian oligarch connected to Putin. Joe from Madison. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Oh, it's going to be time to pop that popcorn, people. This has just started. I don't think he sold out his country for just 200 and just for a quarter mil. I think this is just a little bit of the iceberg that's just started up. I would remind folks that Deripaska was the Russian oligarch that Mitch McConnell worked with to yes. get an aluminum mine in Kentucky. There was a $200 million floating around for that, for his $7 billion mine. And it's also worth noting that Deripaska was the person that Trump lifted sanctions off of when he entered the White House. So it's not just this lowly FBI guy. This might be a string that you pull that a lot of things come out. And I think I agree with you, Crudy, to hear that a person is retired, FBI agent living in New York, is retired at age 54. That does set off a lot of alarms, doesn't it? I mean, okay, what else does he have?
Full civil servants benefits after 20 years. But the greater point is, if Crudy said, hey, I'm cashing out, I'm 53 this summer, I'm getting out, I'm quitting this sport. I mean, maybe if I was Tom Brady playing pro football, but you know, if you're working in the Department of Justice for the FBI, let's just say, I mean, other than going to cash the checks in the private sector, What are you retiring from? It's not like this guy's digging ditches.
Yeah, a novel? I don't know. You know, maybe he's working on his mystery novel series. Who knows?
I guess we'll never know, Joe.
Well, he'll have plenty of time to work on the book while he's in the pokey. Thanks for the call, Joe.
Can I bring something up? Because, CJ, sure. You got to stew a while longer. 844-967-2789. If you're not CJ, please feel free to call now. But, Dom, I saw William Barr on Politically Incorrect, or whatever it's called now, on HBO. The Bill Maher show.
Bill Maher, okay.
He had Bill Barr on, the former Attorney General of the United States. And the headline over here at the Washington Post, William Barr is still being misleading about the Mueller report. And I wanted to go through the television and throttle this fat man. Not that that's feasible, but, you know, that was my emotion at the moment. I love the reporting. Trump administration Attorney General William Barr has undertaken something of a reclamation project of late, repeatedly criticizing the former president over various issues, including the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Let's not forget, Barr bailed like 2 days before Christmas, before the January 6 really went down, right?
You knew what was coming, and he got out ahead of it.
He did. But when it comes to perhaps Barr's highest-profile controversy, his misleading summary of the Mueller report, if Jim Santel's listening somewhere, he's grabbing it off the bookshelf, old habits apparently die hard. Here's the now-familiar backstory. After Barr, on March 24, 2019, released a summary of the Mueller report on President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign, in Russian interference in that election, special counsel Robert S. Mueller III sent him a letter complaining that the summary failed to, and here's the nice way lawyers say it, Dom, fully capture the context, nature, and substance of his report and its conclusions. When the report itself came out the next month, it became clear that Barr's summary had indeed been misleading in some significant ways. And eventually, a federal judge, a Republican-appointed one no less, issued a scathing review of the matter that called Barr's candor and credibility into question. I've questioned it quite a bit, Tom. Barr has given media interviews, since the end of the Trump administration. But unlike his appearances on Foxy News, Barr's discussion with Bill Maher on HBO this weekend paired him with a potentially more critical host, in what has, was otherwise a relatively chummy interview. And I didn't like it, Dom. Bill Maher was pretty chummy. Maher did briefly press Barr on the subject of the summary, saying the way he mischaracterized the Mueller report was shady. Shady AF. Barr defended his handling of the matter, but in doing so, he rolled out some of the most misleading aspects of his summary all over again. Here's what Bill Barr said Friday night. I felt that I had to say something to give the bottom line of what Mueller had decided. Number one, I said that he had found there was no collusion. As it's written here, Dom, that isn't strictly accurate now, just as it wasn't strictly accurate when Barr first said it. In fact, as we came to find out, Mueller said explicitly in his report that he wasn't examining the non-legal concept of collusion. Collusion is not a specific offense or theory of liability found in the United States Code, nor is it a term of art in the federal criminal law. For those reasons, the office's focus in analyzing questions of joint criminal liability was on conspiracy as defined in federal law. So what Barr did effectively and repeated, rinse and repeat on Friday night, Crudy watched it, was to said, well, he's not guilty of collusion. Well, collusion's not a crime. And he probably was guilty of collusion, but that doesn't matter. And he knew it when he said it, and he said it again. God bless it. Come back, more devils.
On the deal. And by the way, I just see our new attorney general is sitting in the front row. Please stand up, Bill.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day, 844-967-2789. Crudy, before we go to the phones, I want to read just two more paragraphs from this Washington Post piece about Barr on HBO, Bill Maher, yesterday regarding the no collusion. Barr's use of the no collusion phrasing was suspect not just because the report didn't directly address it, but because it matched Trump's own mantra and defined the amorphous term in a way Trump surely approved of. And it's arguably even more jarring today, given that a later bipartisan Senate report released in August of 2020 detailed perhaps the most significant example to date of a high-ranking Trump campaign aide working with someone it described as a Russian intelligence officer. As the federal judge noted in his opinion, issued a few months before that revelation, quote, Attorney General Barr's summary failed to indicate that Special Counsel Mueller identified multiple contacts, links, in the words of the appointment order, between Trump's campaign officials and individuals tied to the Russian government, and that Special Counsel Mueller only concluded that the investigation did not establish that these contacts involved or resulted in coordination or conspiracy with the Trump campaign in Russia, because coordination, the term that appears on the appointment order, does not have a settled definition in federal criminal law. 844-967-2789. So Bill Barr, he was being totally truthful, right? Mueller, he didn't find any sort of coordination, right? Because it's not a crime.
Collusion. There was no collusion.
Collusion.
Real quick, Dom, I got a couple of show notes. If you're just joining us, where you been? But I want to point out, coming up tomorrow night, special Devil's Advocates extended coverage, all the way up until Democratic Governor Tony Evers' State of the State address in the great state of Wisconsin. So if you're not listening locally, don't forget, get the Civic Media app, and you can listen to bonus coverage tomorrow night. Bonus coverage is always the best coverage. Also, Dom, tomorrow's the 24th. I can't wait for Fannie Willis as well. I'd love to see indictments dropping tomorrow before the State of the State address. But coming up on Thursday, one day only, 15 hours, $1 million given away. And here's what I would say. Civic Media is giving away $1 million of advertising. It's a lot of money. It's a big deal. And some of the other hosts, they're getting competitive. They think they're going to beat us. So if you're a small business owner and you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, and you would like free advertising, because that's what it is, literally free advertising, giving $1 million away all across the state of Wisconsin Civic Media Network. But this show is the coolest show.
That's true.
And you're certainly going to want to let them know at civicmedia.us/$1 million giveaway. Look for the drop down menu. Say Devil's Advocate sent you. And I'm not saying, but I'm just saying, I feel quite confident you'll be the coolest people in the kitty getting your $1 million in free advertising. So that is Thursday. I'll remind you a couple more times, but one day only, $1 million. That's
844-967-2789. Let's get to them before we run out of time. Eric from Tosa, you are up. Welcome, Eric. What do you got for us?
Hey, great segue. Thanks. I'd just like to say you guys are rehashing Barr. You know, you cut a commercial, Dom, talking about the fact that they didn't do conspiracy yet, but they also use, like, WhatsApp or whatever, they Snapchat and all that stuff. They destroyed evidence, et cetera. You guys ran a commercial a year or two ago using that story, actually. And real quick, about Barr, let's not forget, he always strikes me as the guy who thinks he can literally, like, verbalize his way out of everything. And so far, it's proven pretty true. And he's got that smarter than everybody else in the room kind of thing going on. But let's not forget, he is the man who single-handedly, you know, for the people, shut down Iran-Contra. So nothing should surprise us about Bill Barr. But you were talking earlier about Deripaska. Deripaska is also the guy who Manafort had to get hold with, and the reason he ended up in the Trump campaign to begin with. So he's the guy that pulled the thing back and got the ball rolling in the pinball machine of Trump. You know, let's be true. And he's also the guy that had that woman that was in, like Thailand. You know, Deripaska runs so deep. And, you know, he could only do the deal with Mitch McConnell because he got the sanctions lifted. And our Senator Ron Johnson was among the senators, obviously, right? Let's say obviously at this point, that voted to lift the sanctions specifically on Deripaska. And then he moved in and took money from Kentucky in the end, I believe. But, yeah, it all runs deep with these fellas.
Well, Manafort was connected directly with Kalimnik, Konstantin Kalimnik. That's the one that he gave the Trump polling data to.
Right, but the reason he had to get into Trump's orbit to begin with was because he owed Deripaska, and he had to get whole with him. And he said, hey, what about if I work with this guy? Boom, I'll work for free because I'm just trying to patch things up with Deripaska. That's literally why Manafort rolled into Trump's orbit, was because of Deripaska. Kalimnik was Deripaska's guy. He shared data with him, and he was. I think he worked with him in the past because obviously he also was the guy behind Ukraine, right? Ukraine.
Yeah.
You know, he was the guy that managed the guy that got run out of town in Ukraine when they had the revolution. That was
Viktor Yanukovych was the president that got run out of town, he hired Manafort, if I recall correctly.
Eric, you got an excellent memory.
Well, you know, these stories run deep. You know, it's been in our life for a while now and all. So, yeah, it's Deripaska is like, he's the center of everything. Let's say that in a sense. So I just wanted to get, I'd heard nothing about this until I literally jumped on the street and was heading to go get some food and heard this story kind of opening up tonight. And so before CJ got in, I heard you saying about like making CJ hold. I was like, before he got in with some disinformation, let me try and set the record straight on Ron Johnson in particular. Ron Johnson's engagement with Deripaska after he visited on the 4th of July in 2018, Russia, and was in the Politburo while, you know, even Scotty Wanker was marching in Tulsa, you know, he comes back to the United States and magically lifts sanctions on Russian oligarchs, who obviously, as we see, are not our friends.
Eric, you're a smart guy, and you're right. CCCJ is in the queue, but he's not next. We are going to sneak a few more callers in at 844-967-2789. Pizza Box Mike, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Michael.
Good. Yeah, I just called to make sure that you CJ didn't get a chance to get on, just in case you needed one other person to call.
You know, but, you know, as fate would have it, you are the perfect fill to the end of the show.
Yeah, and I had a good Monday morning Facebook quarterback just pounding on the ignorance of the CJ guys until they blocked me.
So you're not friends any longer, you and Clay on Facebook?
All I can say is never corner something that's tougher than you, CJ.
I hear Badgers are tough, Pizza Box Mike, and you're one of the best Badgers I know, and one of the tougher ones. Scrappy little, you know what. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Badgers, they're playing across the Civic Media Network. Find them. Amory, Richland Center, and of course, WFHR, our flagship station. Thank you all for listening. Native Roots Radio next here, and then the Paul Revere Show. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
CJ, the sauce is weak.